Brooks Running has a new shoe for you runners out there. Did you hear that? Better turn up your volume. In fact, turn it up to the max. Introducing the all-new Ghost Max. It's got all kinds of things to make your knees and ankles feel protected, like Max Cushion, Max Soft Landings with DNA Loft V2 Foam, and Max Smooth Rides with their Glide Roll Rocker. Feel better on your run with Ghost Max. Learn more at brooksrunning.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to 4 times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, you are listening to the Okra Potty Training Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Glowacki, and I am the author of Okra Potty Training. And oh crap, I have a toddler. So today I want to talk about a couple of things, particularly if you are potty training on the younger side of the spectrum, which I'm so thrilled that more and more people are doing this even before 24 months, because like our cultural norm really shifted to 3.5, 4. And that's really hard. You know, that's old. And I'm not guilting or shaming anybody who's waited that long because you thought that was the right thing to do, but it's very challenging. And I just heard from somebody, this happens occasionally, like a 6-year-old who could not go to kindergarten because the parents said, oh, he's not ready to potty train yet. Guys, if your kid's not ready to potty train by kindergarten, they need help. Yeah. It's not a matter of readiness. I understand the pull to wait till they're quote unquote ready, but remember we base it on capability, not readiness. If you haven't read my book, please do so. I have a whole chapter breaking this down. There are norms for when, you know, ranges of when we expect a child to do certain things, you know, and if they're not walking by a certain age, we go, we might need some help, right? I want to bring this up because this is going to play into what I'm about to talk about. I often get, you know, on social media or DMs, you know, this doesn't work. This method doesn't work. And it always kind of cracks me up because I don't think I have some sort of method. I really don't. I have a philosophy. I guess the only other way you could potty train is keeping a diaper on, right? But we've talked about that. I think that's a mixed message. When you write a book, when you write a course, because I'll hear this too about my pooping solutions. In fact, I'm about to do a Instagram reel of discussing this. You know, somebody had written, you know, this isn't a magical solution. We're a couple of weeks in and nothing's changed. You know, so there was more to it, but it was a pretty mean comment. And I was like, okay, so we design curriculums, like even if your child goes to school, like they're going to go to kindergarten, first grade, we design any sort of curriculum for the majority of people. And I know my book, quote unquote, works. My book's been translated into 17 languages, right? I know it's a good guide for the majority of people. I know this because I get a ton of reviews. I get a ton of compliments. And I'm not saying that because I'm like great or anything. It's a good guide, right? And globally, it's a good guide. However, I meant to look up this statistic before coming on. But when we look at the children of potty training age range globally, there is no way that every single child would be on board with one single curriculum. There's no way. And when your child goes to school, you may not know this because, you know, your kid's pretty young at this point in time. They're going to struggle with something. And school designs a curriculum based on the majority, what works for the most amount of kids. Within that, your child may have a glitch in learning. Your child may have a learning disorder. Your child may have a developmental disorder. Your child may just struggle. And you don't send your kid to kindergarten. And if they're struggling, you know, learning how to read, even at, you know, the very beginning, you don't say, that's it. Kindergarten didn't work. Gonna have to try something else, you know? And believe me, I'm a homeschooler. So, you know, sometimes the school system doesn't work for kids and we can find an alternate route, but you have to remember that. And I find that I mentioned this in my last podcast, social media has taken on this fevered pitch where people are coming at me like, it's your fault that this isn't working. It's a guide, you guys. And again, it's going to be great for most people, but if your child is struggling, they need extra help. There really aren't that many ways to potty train a child. Really, I can't think of it. You can try rewards. I see that blow up. You know, you can try like the M&M for a pee and two M&Ms for a poop. That works for some kids. I've seen it blow up and cause disasters. And then you can potty train with a diaper on, which go for it. If that's what you want to do, I just think you're going to be thinking of potty training for a year and a half. If that's what you want to do, that's cool. For me, you take the diaper off and then whatever happens next is what is the big concern, right? And so it's so odd to me that people think that one thing would absolutely, quote unquote, work for every child. And we have to take into consideration that kids are different. They have different learning curves and your child may struggle with this milestone, right? And that doesn't mean you don't potty train. That doesn't mean, I mean, go ahead and go get some other book. You don't have to do my, I'm not saying you have to do my book. I just really don't know that there's any other way to potty train besides taking off the diaper and taking to the child when they pee, right? And again, I think the only other way, a lot of people recently are saying, oh, this is, you know, take the Band-Aid off. There is always a moment where you have to take the diaper off and they have to be potty trained, you know? So again, don't back yourself into a corner. I'm thrilled that people are doing this younger and younger because I think it gives you wiggle room without pressure, right? Because a lot of times what happens is people say, you know, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait till they're ready. And then they don't show signs of readiness. And as I've said many times, what happens is come August, if you already got your kid booked for a preschool, they have to be fully potty trained. 2 weeks is not going to cut it. You're going to put too much pressure on the child and it will backfire in your face for sure. But what I really want to talk about with the younger crowd is there are a couple of caveats. Anytime you're potty training, you have to check in with your daycare provider if your child is in daycare or preschool. Now, the older your child gets, the more the teachers will be familiar with potty training. Okay. So, you know, when you're in the 2.5 to 3 range, usually there's going to be potty training happening in the classroom. And so that's great. When you potty train before 24 months, you are most likely going to get a lot of resistance. So, you know, culturally, people think it's too young. I do think that kids under 24 months, sometimes they do need a little more time. So I always advise parents, if you want to potty train in the I have people potty training at 16 months. So if you want to potty train in the 16 month to say 23 month window, you must check in with your daycare provider. And quite honestly, if you're not a stay-at-home parent, I probably wouldn't do it at that age because unless you're in a preschool or a daycare in which they're like, yeah, let's do this, you know, you're not going to get much help. And in fact, I do find that it can almost get contentious because the daycare provider might be like, no, your child's too young. I've never seen a kid do this. You get into sort of a pissing contest with them about child development and they will kind of work against you. So given that, you do want to check in with your daycare provider and be very specific because very often they will say, oh, we'll do whatever. We'll follow your lead. We'll do whatever you want to do, but they won't. And it means that your child will have to be in a diaper. And the reason I say this is a lot of parents will take time off of work to potty train and then they get devastated because they bring the child back to daycare. And it turns out that the child has to wear a diaper until they can self-initiate, which is extremely hard. I don't see that happen. I see it happen, but I see it take a really, really long time. I think it's sending a mixed message to the child. And we've talked about that. I think it's just a mixed message and it confuses things. So don't bother taking time off of work or like stressing yourself out because that child, the younger child does have a longer learning curve. Is it worth doing? Yes, it is because the older child has more behavior curves, right? So that's the thing. I don't care when you potty train. I really don't. But when your child's on the younger side of 24 months, it takes a little longer, but there's very little manipulation. It's just a longer learning curve. Whereas when you potty train over 3, you're dealing with individuation and behavior and more power struggles. And this is the only thing your child can control. So those are the pros and cons. There's always a sweet spot. My sweet spot is 20 to 30 months, and that's what we do. There's another interesting thing that happens, though, too, and that is, so I have this parenting caveat in general, which I call banking behavior. And this is when we do nice things for our kids or spontaneous fun things, and we sort of unconsciously bank that behavior, right? And so what that means is we expect, like, oh, I took them out for an ice cream sundae for dinner, so bedtime should be a breeze. Like we think, okay, like I did something so fun and out of the ordinary and it was great. And so now they owe me behavior. We very rarely think about it like that, but then we get pissed off when you get a tantrum or, you know, they're really difficult at bedtime and you're like, I did something nice for you. So that's banking behavior, right? And we don't want to do that. I see this a lot during the holidays because we do like really special events and then our kids fall apart and we're like, why'd you fall apart? I took you to see Santa. You got your whole wish list, you know? So there's a version of this analogous, I would say, to parents. And I see this mostly, again, with the under 24-month parents. Is this, I read your book, I listened to your podcast, I scoured your material, I looked at all your blog posts, I looked at all your YouTube videos, and I'm still struggling. Again, all of these things, I try to give as many tips and tricks as I can. And sometimes, it's like with school, sometimes you need a private tutor. And that is a consultation. And we have to do that sometimes because some kids will struggle. And I do know this, you guys, like a child who struggles with potty training, you get breaks other places. So know that every parent pays their dues. And if your child is struggling with this, they're just struggling with this milestone. Like don't stress out. It's not any, like a lot of times it's maybe something you're doing, but not that you're doing it wrong, but we could tweak your behavior. We can tweak the child's behavior. But in these instances, it really does take a little bit to get to know your child, the family dynamic, what's happening, you know, what's happening that might be causing these accidents. And so it's really helpful to know that if your child is struggling, you can absolutely re-diaper. That's the thing I love about under 24 months is you do have wiggle room, no harm, no foul. But if, you know, when you wait too long, you may not have that wiggle room. So if it doesn't go well, you kind of have to push the issue. And that sucks too, because that's like a lot of pressure. So we want to do it in an age range where you have some wiggle room. And if you have to fold in the towel, you have to fold in the towel. But generally speaking, again, the reason I'm so forceful about I don't have a method is because there's not really many options, right? For potty training. It's not like, guys, go out and read any book. They're all very, very similar, right? What makes my book different is I kind of give much more information about what happens after you take off the diaper. The taking off of the diaper isn't the hard thing, right? So I think people are chasing, it's almost like the, you know, they say like things like Tinder have really wrecked. I know plenty of people have gotten married off of Tinder, but things like dating apps are wrecking society because you have this like idea that there's something better around the corner. Yeah. And so when you start thinking something's better around the corner, there's just not that many ways to potty train. And again, you don't have to use my book. I just don't think there's that many ways to skin this cat, so to speak. So I run into this with private clients where they're like, nope, I'm not going to do, you know, even with the pooping solutions course, I'm not going to do this. 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 What else do you have? And I'm like, my Mary Poppins bag of tips and tricks is out. Like, you know, we have to use the tools available, right? Like there's not an endless flow of tools that we can use to help your kids. So just know that, like, I appreciate it. I appreciate if you're looking for answers. I really appreciate when anybody like emails me and they're like, I just can't find the answers here. And sometimes it is just an answer. I'm happy to do easy answers. I could do easy answers all day, but if I have to go back and forth and really learn about your kid, that is a consultation. All right. I did want to jump in to a couple more questions. First question is, I've answered this before, but it keeps coming up. I have read your potty training book and plan to potty train my 21-month-old very soon. I want to day train and night train at the same time. Do you recommend doing that from day one? I was confused because I saw in the book that night training comes closer to week three. So a couple of things about this question. Yes, my blocks of learning are based on if you don't start night and nap training at the same time. If you're going to start night and nap training at the same time, it's going to be at the same time. And I don't know how to make this any clearer. And I'm being sassy. I'm not being a jerk. I'm being sassy because I don't know how else to say that. Like, if you're going to not do night and nap training, it's farther down the road. I think it's block 7, right? If you're going to do it at the same time, it's at the same time. But the reason I'm reading this out loud is because it looks like night training comes up closer to week 3. There are no weeks attached to the block. So that makes me nervous when somebody says that looks like week 3. Night training could come 6 months after day training. In fact, I don't know anybody who does night training within 3 weeks of potty training. So if you're holding off for night training, cool. You have till about, you know, 32 months is when I start to get like, okay, let's start doing some, you know, tips and tricks. Like, you might want to get my night training supplement for that, because there's like stuff you can do. There's stuff you can do before you even take off diapers to encourage dryness. But you want to start looking at that around 32 months. After 36 months, you absolutely want to attend to it. If it's still not, if it's the child still not kind of doing it on their own. But I always tell parents, like, if you don't want to do night training right away, that's totally fine with me, right? Because we are busy and we're exhausted already. So if you don't want to do it, that's cool. Many, many, many kids, once they get really comfortable with day training, they just start staying dry on their own. So dude, I want your job to be as easy as freaking possible. So like, if you want to, again, if you have that wiggle room, that's awesome. And I really, really encourage parents, just wait it out, because a lot of kids do start staying dry on their own. But there are no weeks attached to those blocks. So that makes me nervous, mama, because it sounds like you've got a trajectory of where each block should be. Like, that should be day one. This should be week one. Don't do that, especially with a 21-month-old. A 21-month-old is going to have a longer learning curve. I would say you have to give it a good 7 days before you even begin to see that light at the end of the tunnel. Not all kids, but some. You know, a typical kid, like 24 months and over, I would say within 3 days, you should start to see a, like, oh yeah, this, I see where this is going. We don't have a full handle on it, but we can see where this is going. 21 months, you often have a longer learning curve. So just know that, okay? And don't attach. When I first wrote the book, it was like a 3-day method. That was common knowledge. It took like 3 days to kind of get over the major hump. And then what I realized in my work is that people were so attached to that 3 days that parents were taking a 3-day weekend and just totally bullshit that their kid wasn't potty trained. And so everybody's getting very, very tied into what day and what their kid looked like. And that's why I broke it up into blocks, because block one could take 2 days. It could take 3 days, but then block two could take nothing. Block three could be very quick. You know, it's not always like equivalent across days and weeks. So that's why I really wanted to reread.
Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That question. Okay, please help us with the resistance from getting off the potty seat. I did address that last week, so I'm not going to do that today. My kid has just turned 2, and it was quite easy to do potty training with him. We've kept a diaper for nap and night times, but after some time, the diaper was dry, so we decided to ditch the nap diaper, which worked great everywhere besides his crib. He sleeps without a diaper in daycare, in the stroller sometimes, and there is never an accident, but every single time he naps in his crib, in his room, he wakes up wet. Doesn't matter how much he drinks before the nap, and we always do a good pee before he falls asleep. Any suggestions what to do in this particular case? Well, it seems obvious to me because I work with kids, so obviously it's not obvious to you because you're asking the question, right? Is I think he's falling into a deep sleep. I think he's in his crib. He feels good. He feels safe. Napping in the stroller is not like knocked out at home, you know? And same thing with other places. So I think he's just going into a deep sleep. I would either put some chucks down, you know, if you want to continue to try to, for him to stay, continue working on it, you can put chucks down on the mattress. And I suggest those in layers so you can just peel them off. Or you can just diaper him for nap. I don't believe in just nap training. So I do understand what you're saying. He was staying dry, took the diaper off, perfect. But really nap training comes when we really start to activate the holding. That happens when you do night training as well. So if he's having a hard time, I don't see, especially if he's using night diapers, it's not incongruent. I wouldn't worry about that. I think he's just actually falling into a deep sleep and peeing because of that. Next question. I am trying to night train, but even though he pees well all day long, I can't get him to pee at all right before bed. Okay, so a lot of times when you can't get a kid to pee before bed, it's the pressure. You know, especially once you take that diaper off, like the bed's going to get wet. So you tend to be a little more high strung. One thing I like to do for nighttime that helps with the pee, I like to do this in general because toddlers can be such little gaslighters. I like a whiteboard. And even though I know they can't read, you can cross things off and you can show the child every part of nighttime. And so I always recommend a double pee. Like, so say you're starting nighttime, you might try a pee before the bath, or maybe they're peeing in the bath too. That can happen too. So, and I don't care about that. All kids pee in the bath. So then you might say pee before bath, you know, dry off, pajamas, brush teeth, one more pee, three stories, like try to build it into the routine, a double pee. So it's like not anything big. If you have a little boy, even little girls this works with, but little girls have to have like no pants on and kind of like spread their legs. But you would try the red solo cup trick because that's super duper helpful. The great thing about the red solo cup trick, especially again for boys, obviously it's easier, is that, you know, they get to see their penis, they get to stand up, and there's an unconscious game of like fill the cup. So you tend to get an emptier bladder. And then if he doesn't pee, that's cool. I would just go in a little earlier and wake him then for an earlier wake up. The problem is we can never make a kid pee. You just can't. So the more pressure, the more nighttime gets all screwed up. I'd much rather have a really pleasant nighttime, no power struggles. And you just go in a little bit earlier knowing that, you know, they went to bed with some pee in them. I just started reading your book after learning about it through Mother-ish. And I want to start this Friday, but we have a visit to the dentist this month. And I wonder if that'll affect or regress potty training. My 25-month-old is terrified of the dentist. Can I put a diaper on him when we go to the dentist visit? No, don't start potty training. Absolutely not. Don't do it. No, we don't want anything influencing. Okay, I say this about weaning. So you don't want to wean a child in conjunction with potty training or near potty training, because kids will figure this out, and not figure it out, but they will think they figured it out, and they will think it's a choice between the breast or potty training. Guess what they're going to want? The breast. So same thing if we do potty training in kind of at the same time as something that the child is absolutely terrified of, then it could go in sideways. And I think I've talked about it on this podcast or the other podcast. Toddlers are weird. Things go in sideways sometimes. Absolutely perfect things. Like I've seen kids like have to go to therapy because of the vacuum. Like it can just, for whatever reason, it goes in sideways. And so I would hate to do that for your little one. And I would just think it'd be just far better. 25 months, you still have wiggle room. I think you should not do it anywhere near the dentist if she's that scared of the dentist. That's my opinion. All right. Starting potty training today for days, naps, and nights. I love all you guys like jumping in at once. It really is a little more hellacious that first week, but oh, it's so much better in the end. My kiddo usually hangs in bed for a little bit after a nap. It's his quiet time and he often just sucks his thumb and plays with his sheets or plays with a toy. Now that we started potty training, do you think it's best I rush in as soon as he is awake, or should I stick with our normal routine and then offer the toilet when I get him? I would play that by ear. My first instinct was to say, yeah, run in the minute he wakes up, because that is when a lot of kids pee. The problem, well, he's in a bed. I would leave the potty chair near the bed and see what happens. Some kids pee upon waking from their nap, you know, because they have to pee. They can't hold it. A lot of kids, if they're in a crib, they might call for you, but in that little bit of time, they already wet the bed. But if, you know, and obviously I want you to enjoy that quiet time, and it's a nice quiet time for him. It's a nice, I like that when kids take that quiet time, because sometimes it's less jarring. You know, they get a nice, little bit of time to kind of get back to this world. So I would just see how it goes. And then if he does pee, then you have your answer. You have to rush in and get him. This happens a lot, you guys, in the morning, where the child wakes up maybe earlier than the parents want, and their parents want them to stay in their room and play, but then they pee and they call and they don't quite make it. You know what I mean? So in those cases, yeah, you do have to kind of run in the minute you hear them stirring, because a lot of times they're stirring because they have to pee. So just be aware of that. All right, guys. I have a couple more. I'm sorry. Okay. I just finished your book. One question is block 3. So that's outings in pull up or underwear. Block 4, it's clear to have underwear, but I need something on if we leave the house. Is it just pants, a dress? Please clarify. Again, guys, I thought, like, and I'm not making fun of this person. I'm really trying to figure this out, because I thought I made this like super crystal clear, but I guess not. It's sudden that people are struggling with so much clarification on the blocks. And I'm kind of curious. If anybody has any ideas, I'd like to hear them. No, block 3 is commando. You have to be commando, because underpants, no, you're not wearing a pull-up, you're potty training. So if you want to use a pull-up, you use a pull-up. You can do whatever you want, but you are sending a mixed message. Yes? And I've said this before, I find that if you wear a pull-up when you're out and about, there's no sense of urgency. So if you are in a situation, you're not going to rush to the potty. You may even, I've seen this, like people say, just pee in your diaper. So underwear, feel like a diaper. There's a muscle memory there. So no, on those first outings, you should be commando. So loose pants or shorts, probably not a dress if you're going out somewhere, but loose pants or shorts. And that's what we're looking for, is to kind of erase that muscle memory. You are welcome to try underpants, but I can almost guarantee that if you're just hitting block three, you're probably looking at the first week of potty training. And I just don't see that much success with underwear. You could try it, but if the child pees in the underpants, absolutely not. But there was another question with something a little similar to do with underwear. Hi, we used your method to potty train our second son a few weeks ago. He did amazing and was super fast. It's been about 3 weeks and he refuses to wear underwear. I tried buying him ones with his favorite characters and everything, but just screams no. He wears a diaper at nap and nighttime and he's fine with that. Any ideas? Yeah, don't use underwear. So I've said this before, like a lot of adults go commando. When your kid's little, they don't need, like, underwear are just a layer of fabric. So the only thing I can think of is if your child's in daycare and you've gone commando, which a lot of people like ask forgiveness instead of permission with that, and their child's having accidents, yes, underpants are going to contain an accident a little bit better, particularly poop, of course. But if your child isn't in daycare or isn't having accidents, they don't need underwear. Like, it's just a layer of fabric. So you can just wear shorts or soft pants. I wouldn't wear jeans because those could be like, the, you know, the seam inside could be irritating, but they can just wear those. And given, you know, I wear my pants several times before washing them. So I'm going to wear underwear as a barrier to help keep my jeans a little cleaner than if, you know, if I didn't have underpants on. But at that age, we're washing the clothes. They're going to get dirty. It's not like your toddler's going to put on the pants, the same pants tomorrow. You know what I mean? They're going to get washed. So I would say, don't push it. And maybe your child even knows, like, I'm not ready for that, you know? And night diaper is not the same as wearing underpants during the day. So I would just ease up and let it go. I think sometimes our kids have a lot of intuition about what they need, and we think they need something else. I just don't think there's that much of a need for underpants. Again, the only thing is if they're in daycare and they have been having accidents, they can't have poop falling out of the pant legs, you know what I mean? Or a little bit, you know, especially the training pants with the thick inner liner, those can contain an accident slightly better than just commando. So that would be a situation where, you know, you might have to press the underwear wearing. All right, you guys, that's all I have for today. So as always, I appreciate you listening and I hope you have an awesome day and rock on.